Street, Take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes out of their day to develop a deeper mind for truth and a more passionate heart for God. Here's Don.
All week long, we've been talking about the book of Genesis on Take 5, and my guest this week has been Dr. Mark Futato from Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando, Florida. He's the professor of Old Testament. Mark, glad to have you with us for one more time as we think about Genesis.
Don, it's been a good week together, and glad to be here today.
So, as you think about Genesis, what is the overarching view of God that comes across to the reader?
Well, in yesterday's segment, we talked about the overarching theme being the theme of blessing, and that really, I think, gets at the overarching picture of who God is. God is the great blesser.
So, this vision of a generous God comes across real strongly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does, Don.
So what difference does that make in how we view God?
Well, I think that we tend to view God in some fundamentally different ways. Some people fundamentally think of God as the great judge. Mm-hmm. They view God as an angry God who's really all about cursing, and he's going to come to bring judgment. Other people kind of have a yin-yang view of God, that he's like 50% blesser and 50% curser. But when we look at the overarching theme in Genesis, the theme of blessing, we see that God is fundamentally revealing himself as the great blesser.
Well, what in the text indicates that?
Well, Don, in a previous segment, we kind of jokingly talked about how Hebrew mothers taught their kids to repeat their vocabulary.
Right, I remember that.
And the fact that blessing occurs 88 times in the book of Genesis. Well, the word for curse, when God is cursing people, only occurs about a half a dozen times. Hmm. And that shows us the theology of the text. Yes, the judgment side is there. We don't want to pretend it's not there. God does curse, but predominantly, God shows himself to have a heart for blessing.
Now, is there a key text that comes to your mind, one that people could even memorize about this?
There sure is. Although we might pick a number of texts, I think the key text is Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. And that text is God speaking to Abram, and God says, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you."
Well, Mark, could you say just a few more words about that text?
Well, one thing that we see is the fact that, yeah, there is both blessing and curse there, but blessing is predominant. I will bless you. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. One time we do have whoever curses you, I will curse. But you can just see in that text that God is predominantly the blesser. And notice the heart of God. His plan is to bless us as his people so that we can not only enjoy those blessings, but be channels of those blessings into the lives of others. And who are those others? All peoples on earth.
And that reminds me really of the early on the promise that the seed of the woman would come and reverse the curse and destroy the serpent's head. Great blessing would come through that.
Yes, and the well-known song "Joy to the World" really captures it. He comes to make his blessing flow far as the curse is found. That ultimately it is God's blessing that is going to triumph and it's going to fill the world.
So when you think about Genesis, think about God's incredible blessing and bless God for his goodness. Thanks for joining us this week on Take 5. Mark, thanks for being with us. Join us again as we develop a mind for truth and a heart for God.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to today's program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage, rts.edu/Orlando. RTS is dedicated to training pastors and leaders for the global church of the 21st century. We invite you to join us in that effort.